This is the Phil Hendry Show, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. To contact the Phil Hendry Show today, you know, George Bush did the dishes and walked the dog. Jimmy Carter contemplated his memoirs. Ronald Reagan rode off to the ranch. Most ex-presidents spend their first months out of office quietly readjusting to private life. Bill Clinton, well, it's as if he never left. He's still a topic on TV shows. He still dominates headlines. He still attracts jostling crowds and provides mountains of fodder for critics from the right, not to mention an outburst or two from his own party. He is larger than life, said Columbia University historian Henry Graff. He encourages it. And as you know, on Capitol Hill, a House committee is expanding its investigation into Clinton's pardon of fugitive financier Mark Rich. And a Senate panel is taking its own look at the pardon. At the White House, work goes on to sort out gifts that Clinton and his wife Hillary sent back under fire. There is even theoretical talk about whether Clinton could be impeached again. Well, all of this is very interesting, and we wanted to get the decidedly Republican point of view on this from Larry Grover of Citizens Concerned. Well, now I forgot the name of Larry's organization, Mike. Conservatives of Kern County? Okay. Larry, forgive me, man. It's been a while.
It has been. It's too long, Phil, since we last spoke, but I'm happy to be on your program.
Tell me about what's your take on Bill Clinton's problems with this financier Mark Rich, the problems with these pardons, and just Bill Clinton.
Phil, I am very happy to report to you a lawsuit which will be filed in federal court by myself, charges President Clinton with really stealing the spotlight away from President Bush, with hogging, he's hogging the news media during the first months of President Bush's presidency. I further will state in this lawsuit that Clinton embarrassed President Bush by, and this is difficult for me to say, but really by being more interesting than Bush. And I don't think he's more interesting than Bush. I am a Republican who is very upset with the fact that, yes, Clinton may be more interesting than President Bush, but President Bush is going to ultimately be a much, much better president than Clinton, no matter how boring, I guess you could say, Bush is.
And well, listen to what you're saying. You're saying Clinton's more interesting, but Bush will be a better president.
Well, he is, and it's the thing that infuriates most Republicans. It infuriates me, but that is part of this lawsuit.
Now, you are filing a lawsuit in federal court.
I'm preparing this lawsuit myself, as a matter of fact.
Who's the attorney of record?
Phil, actually, I went to a legal action workshop, and they showed me how to write up a lawsuit, because there are no attorneys right now, frankly, who have the guts to do this. Clinton is that untouchable. There's no attorney that has the guts to sue this guy for being a media hog. And
all right, so you have no attorney. You are filing the suit on your own. What is the actual term? What's the legal term? What are you suing him for?
I am suing President Clinton for hogging the spotlight.
But what's the term?
I don't know. That's what I used. I used hogging the spotlight because I don't know that...
You're going to go into federal court and...
Look, Phil, the Republican Party right now needs to be back strong. And President Clinton's hogging the spotlight, and if you don't like the term...
I don't think it's something you can use in a legal document.
Well, we have to do something. I think the Republican Party is going to come back. I think we are going to be back by this summer. Right now, we're not back strong enough because Clinton, every time I shut my eyes, I see this guy, I close my eyes, and I see him. And I know there are many millions of Republicans who can still hear him. I can still smell his cologne. And as a Republican, I am so, I'm looking forward to when we are the party. A big thumbs up, because
it ain't happening.
It ain't happening right now. And right now the Republican Party is still coalescing, Phil, but I think by summertime we'll be fine.
But you guys apparently need to get Clinton off the stage, right?
We've got to. Here's the thing. Bush is a really good president and is going to be the best president that we've had, you know, in a number of years. But Clinton is more interesting to listen to. And that makes me angrier than anything that he ever did in office. Monica Lewinsky, Jennifer Flowers, Korea Gate, Travel Gate, all of this nonsense. The thing that I hold against Clinton more than anything is that he is He's more interesting, and that makes me angry.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. He is a Republican, and they still got work to do when it comes to Bill Clinton, and they're talking about this idea that you're going to file a lawsuit against Clinton for hogging the spotlight and for being more interesting than Bush.
I'm not wording it that way, but that's essentially what's happening.
Yeah, but if you're wording, you said you put hogging the spotlight in the lawsuit.
That's the only words I can think to do. Right now, though, as long as Clinton doesn't get on television, and that's the stark, steel, cold fear that I have, and I will tell you this right now, and I'm going to warn any people out there, and if you give Bill Clinton a TV show, and forgive my language, Phil, God damn you to the hell that you deserve to burn in. Because,
okay, watch the language.
Well, I'm saying that to the television and to the movie industry in Hollywood. If you give Bill Clinton a television show or a movie, may you burn. Oh, may you burn. And I just...
Okay.
you know, it's one of these things where Clinton... Why do I hear his name? Why do I see his face? I don't know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You said as long as Clinton doesn't get a TV show...
Which would mean he's right in front of the American people.
The Republican Party will be back stronger than ever.
Absolutely. This lawsuit is designed to keep him from going on interview shows. It's designed to keep him from writing books or being attractive to women for a period of 2 years, after which he can do what he wants. But we are trying to get the Republican Party back to where we're on top. We're number one.
Well, it was a very divisive, Larry.
Don't tell me about the election. You know, we won that election.
No, I know you won the election, but it was close. It was divisive. As many people have said, much smarter than me, it was not a mandate. And I'm sorry that you still have Bill Clinton to deal with. But I'm going to put this forward. I'm going to put this idea before you and tell me what you think of this. The reason why you still got Clinton to deal with is because you guys still make an issue out of him.
No, you're wrong, Phil.
I'm wrong? Tell me why I'm wrong.
I just think you're wrong. We're not making a big deal out of him. He's the one who's going out and trying to get a TV show.
And there's no evidence that Bill Clinton's trying to get a TV show.
Well, then why won't he go away? And why would...
You're the guys that are investigating him for this financier Mark Rich. You're the guys that don't like this pardon stuff. You're the guys that don't like the fact that he busted some, he busted a couple of vases in the White House on his way out the door. You cats are the ones that are keeping this thing alive.
You cats, you guys, you know, just like a Democrat, Phil, I want Bill Clinton to have a restraining order so that no TV cameras are within 1,000... He can't go within 1,000 feet of a TV camera if he sees one, And they can't go to him, so they have to stay. They need to restrain each other is what I'm interested in, and what we're going to do is we're going to have a restraining order on television cameras and on Bill Clinton.
So that, all right, so that he won't be on TV and do what?
So that he won't be on TV, and the next thing you know, he's pulling more of his stuff.
Well, he was a very popular president. And the fact of the matter remains that he is a guy who's very much in the public eye because people want to see him. And the more you talk about him, the more harm you do your party.
The Republican Party is going to be fine. Don't worry about us.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Alicia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Alicia? Hello, you there? Okay. Well... That's what I get for taking those first calls before the break. 1-800, was she old? Mike's nodding his head. She was old. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. So we got on the line here, Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, and the lawsuit that he's planning to file against President Clinton for hogging the spotlight and being more interesting than President Bush. You're planning on filing this lawsuit tomorrow. Do you honestly believe that a judge is going to not throw this thing out?
I, Phil, I went to the legal action workshop, and I did the best I could.
You might have done the best you could, but you can't sue a guy for, quote, hogging the spotlight.
Well, you know something? I think the time has come for Clinton just to get out of our lives, but also we need to impeach him for these illegal pardons. You see, I am torn. I don't know whether I want him to leave or stay. I want to hurt him, but I want him to go away. I mean, legally hurt him.
The obsession over Bill Clinton is interesting to me.
It's not an obsession, Phil.
Yeah, it is. It's one that Republicans have. I find it really interesting. Peter on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
this guy's actually fixated on Clinton to where...
I am not fixated. I am interested in this guy. He just...
Look, did you not say that you smell his cologne when you go to bed at night? Is that what I heard? You smell his cologne. Is that what I heard? And that's not a fixation?
I said that I can smell his cologne. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Good Lord, that is a fixation. What kind of cologne does he wear?
I'm using I smell cologne. I imagine it's his.
Like a nice Dracar or maybe an Obsession. Hey, Obsession cologne. There you go.
Well, you know something? You're a Democrat, I can tell right away. And so that means that you don't understand the damage this man has done to our country.
Damage.
Yes.
You're saying damage for being interesting, quote-unquote, and for hogging the spotlight. This is what you're saying to me.
Because of the fact that he's interesting, yes. That women want to go to bed with him.
And this is affecting you how? Or are you not dating because Mr. Clinton has affairs outside of his own...
I think that this guy has proven what he is by all of these pardons, illegal pardons that he's given to his criminal mafia friends. And,
he's got a mafia friend
now.
Yeah,
and the fact that he's destroyed the White House. I don't like him. I don't like him.
You don't like him, so
right.
you're gonna waste $5,000 and sue him.
That's right. Unless they promise not to give him a television show.
All right.
They have to write you a written promise, and you won't sue him.
You got it. You think of something better, you let me know.
Larry Grover needs to receive a written.
Yeah, okay, Peter. Nice talking to you, Peter.
No, you want a written statement that Bill Clinton won't get a TV show.
I want assurances from Hollywood, which has done nothing but spend the last 50 years polluting the minds of every child in this country, purveying sex into the living rooms of every American family, creating an atmosphere of violence and degradation. I want at least the common, decent assurance that they won't give Bill Clinton an afternoon talk show. Yes. You think
who is this I? Who are you? Larry Grover from the Stern County. What is it? The citizens? What are you?
What are you? Who are you? Peter from the Who? Peter Puffer? Is that your name?
No.
You're a Democrat?
Okay, look, guys.
I'm a concerned caller.
I believe that this, they give him, what are they going to do? Give him Rosie O'Donnell's slot? Sure. Sure.
Okay, Peter, thanks for your call. You're not going to like who I'm going to next.
Who?
Monica.
Oh, great. Well, let's hear from her.
Okay, well, here's Monica in San Diego. Hi, Monica.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
It's not Lewinsky, right?
No, it's not.
Some woman in New York just won a lawsuit because somebody called her Monica Lewinsky. Anyway, my point for you, Larry...
Yeah.
Is that, don't you realize that your lame crackpot lawsuit is just going to bring more attention to Bill Clinton?
Are you a Republican? Who's a Republican out there?
I'm a Republican.
All right, then.
I'm a Republican. No, I'm a Republican. I voted for Bush, but I'm not a retarded Republican. I have half a brain in my head.
So, in other words, it wouldn't bother you. If you're a Republican, you know the damage this man can do if he gets a late-night talk show.
Oh, Lord. You know what? Give it to him. I highly doubt anybody would watch it. People are sick of his stuff.
Sick of him? Look at that. You heard what Mr. Hendry read. He's larger than life, said Columbia University historian. He's still topic A on talk shows. He's attracting crowds. No, I can't stand it.
I really think it's all in perspective. You know, who's calling him larger than life?
President Bush is one of the finest men I think it's ever been my honor to support for the presidency of the United States.
Okay.
Why can't he be interesting?
W- What are you talking about? Why don't you think he's interesting?
You're a Republican and you didn't.
He just won the presidency.
And by the way, you're a Republican and you didn't change your name?
You know what?
Yeah, I seriously. So seriously.
Well,
what do you mean,
know,
seriously?
It wasn't exactly a proud moment when all the Monica Lewinsky stuff came out. And believe me, I took the brunt of some crud, but
yeah.
I'm above that, you know?
Well, I can tell you this. The Republican Party's going to get past this. I think by next fall or early next year, we'll be all right.
But why do you think you guys are going to take so long to recover from what? From
Clinton and all of his television shows.
What television shows?
He doesn't even have any yet.
You watch. They'll give him an hour drama or something.
So what? So what? They've given O.J. plenty of airtime. Give him some airtime. Who cares?
Let me ask you this, Monica, seriously.
What's up, Larry?
Here it is. They're thinking about giving him a slot on ER.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
Wait, what's his role? Is he going to be like a corpse in the
morgue
downstairs?
He'll be a cadaver they're bringing in from the street.
Exactly.
You know,
so what?
You know what? I'm very happy the two of you can laugh about it. That's a great thing. It's I bet WB will give him a sketch comedy deal with one of his African buddies.
Okay. Thank you, Monica, for your call. You got a lot of paranoia going on there, Larry.
No, it's not. It's not what it is, Phil, is this. It's care and concern for my country.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Larry Grover. He's with Conservatives of Kern County. He has filed or is planning on filing a lawsuit against President Clinton for being more interesting than George Bush, and as a result, overshadowing President Bush. He says he closes his eyes at night and he can still smell Clinton's cologne. And further, and the most bizarre of all of this, you think that Clinton somehow is going to get a late-night talk show.
The shot on ER is what I'm worried about, because there was some talk about that.
Talk about what? They're going to put him on ER?
The idea, the concept.
Jesus. Here is Dave on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Jesus.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Phil. Phil?
Go ahead.
This guy, Evan, that probably hasn't read the Constitution. The First Amendment gives Clinton every right to speak, go on television, or do anything he wants to as long as it isn't criminal.
What if they give him one of those Jay Letterman deals?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, jeez.
The First Amendment protects him, the same as it protects you and me.
Right, but if they give him a David Leno deal, he's going to be all over the TV and the women will want to have sex with him.
So what?
Well, that'll ruin the country even more than...
It doesn't make any difference. He won't ruin the country anyway.
I got to ask you something. Is this Colonel Sanders?
No, it's not Colonel Sanders.
No, hell
it sounds exactly like...
Well, I don't...
All right, go ahead.
Many people sound alike.
You're right. You're making a good point. Go ahead.
The First Amendment protects anybody who wants freedom of speech. And
yes,
That's the argument here. Freedom of speech. Nobody can stop that.
Well, I'm sure you're a good man, and I'm sure you fought to defend that. Are you a veteran?
Definitely.
Okay, Dave, I thank you and I honor you for fighting to defend my free speech, but the thing that drives me ape, the thing that makes me want to swing from a vine, is this guy Clinton is going to get a lead spot on Survivor.
So what?
So what?
That's his right. He has the right to do that.
Well, you can't
interfere with the freedom of speech.
What'd you think about that Lewinsky caper?
Well, that was wrong, of course.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But that has nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Well, see, Dave is making it's President Clinton. Even though he has the right to say what he wants, be where he wants to be, and
why does he have to be so interesting?
Well, that's your problem.
My problem.
Certainly, if he's interesting, well, you can't do anything about it.
It bothers me that he's interesting, and
well,
I'm not.
That's too bad. I'm sorry for you.
Can I ask you a question, Dave, between you and me?
Yeah.
Do you think I'm interesting?
In a way, yes.
Well, thank you.
You're interesting because you sometimes don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
but that's all right.
Well, thanks a lot. And Clinton does? Okay, I've had enough.
Okay.
Oh, he hung up on us, Dave.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, Dave, thank you very much, pal.
You got the point, all right.
You got it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. There you go. There's Dave. And there goes Nutcase, Larry. 1-800-44... I even forget the number now. It's the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise are, I guess they're divorcing, right? And they've been married a good number of years, so I think it's shocked a lot of people, including members of a fan club for Nicole Kidman in the San Gabriel Valley Nicole Kidman Association, and an aspiring Los Angeles police officer, a student, owns his own business. Dave Oliva is on the line with a very interesting proposition, which he published in the newsletter for the San Gabriel Valley Nicole Kidman Association. And Dave, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Well, thank you very much.
Dave, you're a Nicole Kidman fan, huh?
Well, yes, sir, I am very much.
And you're also an aspiring police officer?
Yes, sir. I take law enforcement at L.A. Mission College, and I also eventually want to be LAPD. I'd like to basically offer my services to Nicole Kidman because...
Well, before we get into that, you want to offer your services as a bodyguard, but it goes a lot deeper than that, doesn't it?
Well, yes, sir, it does. I think Nicole Kidman... No matter what movie she does, she has a movie coming out this year called The Hours. She plays Virginia Woolf.
And it's called The Hours?
The Hours, H-O-U-R-S.
Hours, okay.
She was in Moulin Rouge. She's Eyes Wide Shut, The Peacemaker, Batman Forever, Billy Bathgate, Days of Thunder. I think there's no... I mean, she's beautiful and she's also talented, but I think... You know, I just feel like this is a good opportunity for me to say what I've always felt in my heart, because her and Tom Cruise are no longer together, and I believe that I want to say something that, you know.
Now, I understand that you want to say something to Nicole Kidman. And by the way, they were married 10 years, so they met on the set of Days of Thunder, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I mean, I'm talking about Tom Cruise. You want to say something?
Well, I mean, I just want to say to Nicole Kidman, if she's listening to your program right now, you know, Nicole, I think in a lot of ways they treated you bad. I don't think Hollywood treated you good. I think in a lot of ways I think they treated you like a slut. They made you look like a slut. They dressed you like they got no respect for you. And I know that your heart has been broken by Tom Cruise, but I don't think that he ever loved you, and he probably made you... work really hard and made you dress like a slut, you know? And
okay, are you going to be bashing Tom Cruise?
No, sir.
Well, then say, what is it that you want to say?
Well, I'd like to take... I want to say that I'm an aspiring LAPD police officer, although right now I'm not technically am I LAPD, but I am taking criminal justice classes, and I want to say that I will take care of Nicole Kidman. No man will be able to hurt you.
Are you asking Nicole Kidman to be your wife?
Yes, sir, I am. Yes, sir, I am.
You love her that much?
I believe that I can. I think, first of all, Mr. Henry, because I'm an aspiring police officer, no man will be able to hurt her. No one will hurt you, Nicole, as long as I'm in your life. You'll be a part of a family. You'll be part of mi familia. And being a foreigner from Australia, I know you want a family around you, not like Tom Cruise, who isn't kind to you, but spends his time with boys and men, he's a sodomite. You know what I mean?
All right, hold on for a minute, Dave. It's Dave, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's not even comment on Tom Cruise's sexuality.
Well, I mean, the rumor is he's a gay blade. You know.
All right, let's not even comment on his sexuality. Let's keep this about Nicole Kidman. And now let's remember that you're not stalking her.
No, sir. I would never do that.
You want to ask her to be your wife.
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm not a Scientologist either, so we would be able to get along that way, because I know her and Tom Cruise didn't get along. Okay, I admit it. I'm a working man, but what I believe Nicole needs, she's been in Hollywood machine. They don't respect her, and I have my own auto detailing business. My mom cleaned out the back bedroom. I can put food on the table, and I can put a roof over her head and provide her with the love she's never had. No woman, I think, needs more than this, you know? And so that's what I'm saying.
That must have taken a lot, huh?
You know, it's how I feel, though.
So you want to marry Nicole Kidman?
I'd like her to give me a shot, yes, sir.
Okay. Let's ask a couple of questions here, if I could, Dave. You said your mom cleaned out the back bedroom?
Yes, sir.
And what is that for?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I don't want to marry her right away, okay? I want to spend 2 weeks being her bodyguard.
You want to be her bodyguard?
Yes, sir.
Well, what about the marriage thing?
Well, what I'm saying is, if after 2 weeks of being her bodyguard, She does not see that I am the man for her. I will step aside. I will step aside.
You want to spend 2 weeks being her bodyguard?
Yes, sir, because I don't know if you are familiar with the motion picture. It came out, like, I'm not sure how long ago, but it is very similar to this. It was a movie called, called The Bodyguard, okay?
And I know the movie.
Okay, well, in it, Kevin Costner wanted to have sex with, he wanted to marry Whitney Houston, and, like, he protected her and he saved her life. Next thing you know, bingo. He's having sex with Whitney Houston because he protected her and saved her life.
And you're hoping that if you become Nicole Kidman's bodyguard, you will protect her, save her life, and then she'll be married to you.
Then she'll be my wife, yes, sir. Then she'll be my wife.
Okay. Dave, 1-800-449-8686 is our number here. We're talking to Dave Oliva, and he's an aspiring police officer. He's applying to be the bodyguard for Nicole Kidman. I'm interested to ask you this question. Why would she want to be with a guy? Nothing that there's anything wrong with you, Dave, okay?
I don't think it's not about me being Mexican or anything.
No, it's not about you being Mexican. It's more about the income level that you have. You say your mother's cleaned out the back bedroom so that you and Nicole could stay there.
No, but eventually we get our own place. I mean, and I know it's not like she's living with Tom Cruise or anything, but I'm saying that I could make her happy because I know that she's tired of being in the Hollywood machine. You could look at how they make her dress like a slut. You could look at how they probably treat her like a slut, you know? And she's probably sick and tired of being poked at and having men grab at her and feel her up and everything. And I could be a respectful man for her, treat her good, and she would never have to go back to Hollywood in the way that it was.
She would be your wife and live there with your mom and everybody.
Well, eventually we'd move out. See, I think Mr. Henry, what you don't understand is that you think Nicole Kidman is all married to money. I could make her happier than Tom Cruise ever could. I'm real. I have real love for her. And not only that, but I'm sure she wants to get out of Hollywood. It's just a rat race. They treat you like a piece of meat. They don't treat you like with no respect.
And so she's waiting to get out of Hollywood.
If the right man comes along, and I believe him.
If the right man comes along, and you believe...
I believe I'm him.
You believe that you're him.
Yes, sir.
And she would be happy to live with you and your mother and...
Well, I'm not saying forever. I'm just saying until I get my own place, okay? I'm getting the money now for a deposit on my own place.
Okay, and so she would move in with you as your wife and do what? Be a housewife?
She would never have to work. I would never let her work. I have my auto detailing business. I would eventually become a LAPD police officer. I have a lot going for me. I'm taking criminal justice classes.
And she would be a housewife?
She could be a housewife to take care of her children the children she has right now. I'd be happy to bring into my home.
And Mr. Cruz would have visitation?
I'm sorry?
Mr. Cruz would have visitation with his children.
Yeah, he'd be allowed to. You mean to come see his kids?
Yeah, to come see his kids.
Yes, of course he would. But I can put food on the table. See, one of the things, Mr. Henry, that I learned in my culture, I know you're not Hispanic, but I'm Hispanic. I'm Mexican-American.
Yes, sir.
We learned very early in our culture that women, the only thing they really want is a strong man to put food on the table and to put a roof over your head. To be able to have tortillas and to be able to, you know, put meat and beans on the table. That's all that a woman really wants. A man who can provide that. To sit down, have a spoon, eat stew, and be a family.
And Nicole Kidman might not have any interest, even apart from Tom Cruise, in a film career.
No, because Tom Cruise is the guy who kept her in a movie career. She wants to bust out.
All right, hold on for a minute. I want to give the number out here, Dave. Dave Oliva is with us, 1-800-449-8686.
You may think that I'm delusional or something.
Well, I think that I look at it. So long as you're not stalking.
No, sir, I'm not going to stalk. I'm making this appeal to Nicole Kidman, and if she wants to contact me, I will give a phone number. If she doesn't, I will not do anything. I want to be a police officer someday, so I'm not going to try to scare her nor nothing. You know, I mean, I love her. You know, I love her deeply, but...
But you wouldn't want to, you know, follow her?
No. I just want her to know that I can put food on the table. I can put a roof over her head, clothes on her back, and love in her heart. And I'm the kind of man, I can put a chicken tortillas and a chicken for our dinner table and for our wedding night.
All right. Well, you're a very romantic guy.
You're
kind of a throwback kind of a guy. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. That's Dave Oliva. He's an aspiring police officer. He has his own auto detailing business, and he wanted to come on our program tonight and basically say that he loves Nicole Kidman, would like her to consider marrying him, and he claims that she's sick of Hollywood, that any woman would be sick of Hollywood, that what she really wants is just to settle down with a man who's strong and can put food on a table and a roof over her head. And he said some things that I, you know, think are a little strong, like saying that Hollywood makes Nicole dress like a slut, etc. I think those are just parts that she's playing in a movie, all right? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Talking with Dave Oliva, who is an aspiring LAPD police officer. He also wants to offer his services as a bodyguard to Nicole Kidman, who, as you know, is divorced from Tom Cruise. And you're saying if after 2 weeks of being a bodyguard, she doesn't think that you're the man for her...
Then that's fine. I mean...
You think that after you being her bodyguard, she'll want you?
I believe that if she gives me 2 weeks to be her bodyguard... Let me tell you something. Let me just say this. You know, I have taken martial arts. I know how to handle myself. She's got no problem, you know, being with me, and I would protect her.
All right. Let's go to Andrew on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Phil. I want to know about Dave. I think he's way out of his league, number one. And number two, I think that if the LAPD does hire this guy, I don't think anybody...
Okay, well, let me ask you a question here. Have you got that cell phone right up to your mouth or something? Where are you? Because it's breaking up. Can you hear me?
Yeah, is this better right here?
That's better, yeah. So say what you said all over again.
No, I heard what he said.
Well, I want to hear what the man said. Andrew, say it again.
Well, what's going on?
Well, you said I'm out of my league.
That's exactly right.
Well, how do you know, man?
What do you mean, how do I know? You're living with your parents, number one. Number two, it sounds like you don't have a job.
I got my own auto detailing business.
Well, then why do you need to be a cop?
Because I eventually do want to be a LAPD.
That's right, so you can get Nicole Kidman. Just like in the movie The Bodyguard.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah, I saw the movie.
Okay.
It's a movie.
What do you think happened? He got her because he saved her life.
And you think that'll happen to you?
Hey, man, at least I'm trying. You'll never have Nicole Kidman with that attitude like you have. Yeah, you think that's funny? But at least I'm trying, okay? I have my dreams, and I have my dreams. What are your dreams, man?
That's great, Dave. You need to have your dreams, though, within your reach.
Hey, man. What are your dreams, man? To be with,
Be with you know what?
Who do you want to be with? Rosie O'Donnell or something?
Well, what are we doing here? Are we insulting people? Look, it's not whether or not you got a dream that's within reach. It's whether or not you are delusional. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not delusional. I'm a guy who understands what a woman wants. And what a woman wants is food on the table and a roof over her head, okay? Not like some guy who's gay or...
We don't know about Tom Cruise being gay. I want you to stop that, all right?
Well, I mean, the guy, I heard he was a pole smoker.
No, that's got nothing to do with anything. The word that I heard is they busted up because Tom Cruise and her do not agree on Scientology. Here is Donna on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I think that your policeman is really just being delusional. And I'm speaking from a woman's point of view. But Nicole Kidman can get on a jet anytime she wants and jet around the world.
Yeah, but you know what? That's phony Hollywood.
But it's her.
That's
she's
funny.
An actress. She's a movie star.
Yeah, but she'd like to get out of that and become... She wants to get out of that and...
Wants to get out of a marriage. I don't think she wants to get out of the Hollywood scene.
Well, what woman wants to be treated like a slut?
Who said she was treated like a slut? The woman's worth $40 million. I don't think she's going to settle for an average guy.
Look at the movie.
Because he can put food on the table. Watch and see.
Hey.
Her next boyfriend will be another millionaire.
You know something? If you see Nicole in the movies, they dress her up like a slut.
It doesn't matter.
She doesn't want to be a slut.
She's a grown woman. She can dress any way she wants. She was doing the Broadway play naked.
They made her do that. Tom Cruise
Nobody
made her be
Nobody made
nude.
Her sign those forms and make all that money.
You're like a woman who's abused, you know? Like, you don't even understand that men want you to be a slut.
You don't understand women, and that's pretty obvious.
Wait a minute. You made a very good point here, Donna. She did a movie naked on stage in New York, and...
I believe Tom Cruise made her act like a slut.
What do you mean he made her? You know?
Look, Mr. Henry and this lady, with all due respect to both of you, Hollywood makes women do things that ordinarily they wouldn't do.
But nobody made her go to Hollywood.
But she
That's
thought she'd be treated... She didn't know.
The point.
She didn't know about the star-making machine and how they make you lay on a couch and you have to have sex with, like, the producer of the movie.
This woman is worth, like, $40 million. She doesn't have to have sex with anybody she doesn't want to.
You know something, Donna? I think that Nicole Kidman would give it all away just to have a man who can put tortillas on the table.
Well, you know, I think you are just wrong.
My mom cleaned out the back bedroom.
How many women who are rich and powerful do you know who leave the rich and powerful and settle for an average guy?
If they want to, a man who...
But how many do it?
Maybe they did. I don't know.
Name me one woman that's left the Hollywood scene.
Hey, what happened to Kim Novak?
Kim Novak?
She was with Alex Baldwin.
No, Kim Novak? No way.
And that's Kim Basinger. I don't know what happened to Kim Novak.
Yeah, she left Hollywood.
But she's not with some average guy.
Nicole Kidman just wants a man who can put some a chicken on the table.
I think you better find yourself some nice average woman. I can cook. I make good tamales.
I can cook, too, so she wouldn't have to cook.
All right. Look, thanks for your call. I got to move on here. Roxanne, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. I am just, I have to be honest. The first time I listened to your show... And this guy irritates me to no end. You know, number one, the girl's a beautiful woman.
Of course she is.
And what makes you think that anyone wants to sit at home and think, gee, thank you very much. Give me beans and tortillas and I can provide for you and stay at my mother's home. When we grow up, we don't wish for those things. And then, I'm going to provide for her. That's a load of crap. I just can't believe it.
Because most women just want a roof over their head and good sturdy food to eat.
No, that is not true. You know what? That maybe might be in the old ages, but that doesn't work anymore.
I can provide that for a woman like Nicole Kidman.
Why don't you just find a woman who would be happy with that kind of thing? And
Nicole Kidman would be.
How do you know?
Because she's had her head all messed up.
How do you know? Because a woman's smart. Only a fool's going to be falling for something like that.
What's wrong with having good, strong tortillas?
I mean, if she were to wait for a guy with beans and tortillas, my God, for crying out loud, she'd be, where's it, the laundromat?
Hey, this is ridiculous. There's worse places to be, Roxanne, than with a man who can give you tortillas.
You can always say there's worse places to be. That holds for everything.
Baloney.